Well, good morning, friends of Good Shepherd. It's good to be with you again, even if it's only Zoom. I'm Rolly Starr, one of the pastors. I'll be your worship leader, and Pastor Reed will be sharing the message today. Over these last few days, I've been thinking about this Zoom business, and I'm realizing that I'm actually missing looking into your faces live. I miss the singing that happens at this time of year, and how when we sing and worship God together, it lifts us up and it reminds us of the identity we have together as God's people and the destiny and purpose we share with Jesus. So I'm missing that. We are hoping and praying that we will be back again with live worship, both services, next Sunday. Well, friends, we're still in the season of Advent, which goes for the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. Today is the third Sunday of our Advent series, Hearts Prepared for Jesus. And as we've shared over recent weeks, Advent gets us ready to encounter Jesus again in three different ways. First, we think about how we are prepared to celebrate the birth of our Saviour, that the Son of God became one of us, a baby born to Mary. We look forward to when Jesus is returning as the end time King and Judge of all. And we also ask Jesus to come into our hearts anew and afresh today so that we can remember who and whose we are in Him. Today we're looking at a song that Mary sang when she was visiting her relative Elizabeth. It's a beautiful encounter. As Mary turns up, Elizabeth is there. She is great with the child, with John the Baptist, and the baby jumps in her womb, and she's filled with the Spirit, and Mary's filled with the Spirit. And today, Pastor Reed will be talking about joining in the Song of Mary. The old title of that was the Magnificat, to magnify and give praise to God. Well, friends, as we go into our opening sentences this morning from Psalm 149, feel free to join in the responses to that or just listen. Psalm 149 is about delighting, the people of God delighting together as they come into God's presence with praise to worship Him. And so it's a fitting psalm to begin our worship today. So we begin. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing His praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise His name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that He honours them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. How's that for a sense of praise and wonder and delight? So we begin in the name of our Lord, who claims us in baptism and promises to be with us and for us forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, normally at this point we'd have a couple of songs. You might like to look those up afterwards. But let's go into our time now of confession. I wonder, as we approach the celebration of Jesus' birth, there are a lot of things to do, a lot of activities going on, end of year things, shopping, preparing, family gatherings and celebrations. And we can be so focused on the tasks that we lose a sense of mindfulness that actually Jesus is with us right now. He is with us in every task, in each encounter, in everything we do each day. And sometimes that loss of mindfulness, I guess, gets us a little bit skewed. So friends in Christ, let's come before God our Father with a true heart to confess our forgetfulness, our mindlessness, and ask Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. We pray our prayer of confession. Dear Heavenly Father, we confess that our lives have not always reflected who we are in Christ. We have been more interested in our comfort than the cause of your kingdom. We have been more focused on our own plans than your will for our lives. We have sinned against you and each other through our attitudes and thoughts, words and deeds. Just a moment for quiet reflection. Friends, let's continue. Lord, have mercy on us. Because of Jesus' death for us, please forgive us all our sins. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit so we can live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. The Jesus who was born as a baby, nailed to the cross and raised to life again, gave his authority to his church to declare forgiveness to those who repent and believe. And so, based on your confession, I declare to you in the powerful name of Jesus, all your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God's peace be with you now and always. Amen. Well, let's get to that song of Mary that is the basis for Pastor Reed's message today. Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful. Merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Over to Pastor Reed.
Thanks be to God. A few weeks ago, Rolly and I were chatting in our offices, and we got to talking about musicals, and I asked Rolly what his favorite musical was, and his response made me laugh because although Rolly is a great lover of musicians, He finds that musicals are so unrealistic that it makes him grind his teeth. So I said, "What is it about musicals that actually turns you off?" And he says, "It's so unrealistic that people just break out in song, that they would actually just sing to each other when they should just be talking to each other. No one does that." And yet here in our scriptures, that's exactly what happens. We've got a New Testament musical occurring right before our eyes. We've got this scene where Mary, instead of responding with some words, she does with words, but she just breaks out in song, which of course happens with all of us. And now that we've come to this, Rolly will start singing in the office more, I'm sure. That's right. So here we are. Let me just set the scene for a second. So Mary has shown up at Elizabeth's house. It's 6 months since she's found out some pretty good and strange news. For a long time, Elizabeth has been wanting to have a child. And while her husband, Zechariah, was just doing his normal tasks, the angel of the Lord comes to him and says, "You know what? Your prayers have been answered, and you're going to have a child. And just like Abram and Sarai's response, he says, I'm an old man. But of course, he's a little bit more gentle with his wife, and he says, she's well along in years, just an old woman. So anyway, we've got this thing here, and then, of course, the angel says to him, it's going to happen, but you don't get to speak now until the baby's born, which for some, that would be a blessing. For others, maybe not quite so. So we have this setting where for 5 months they've been sitting around, and then the angel visits Mary, and then she goes to visit her relative, Elizabeth. So they're a very different ages, but it's almost like there's this sense that they know each other really well and they really like each other. It's almost as if Mary is the daughter that Elizabeth has never had. And when she arrives at the house in the sixth month, it's almost like Elizabeth is grateful to have some company who will speak to her, because her husband, of course, is mute. And so we get to this where they're back and forth. I'm so excited. It's almost like they're ready to break out in song. And when finally she says, the child within me leaps for joy because the mother of my Lord is here, Mary can't help it. She starts the New Testament musical. It's pretty amazing, these two women in very different circumstances. And the song that Mary sings is an echoing melody of what happened with Hannah in the Old Testament, a woman also who desperately wanted to have a child. Their songs are very similar. Let me just repeat some of it. They both start the same, actually. My soul praises the greatness of the Lord, or magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Hannah got what she wanted. She got what she prayed for. Did Mary get what she wanted? It would be difficult. We'll put it at that. We've got two women in two very different circumstances singing the exact same song, kind of. Hannah and Elizabeth both want a child, and Mary, who isn't quite prepared for that child, and yet they sing the same song. So what happens in our lives when the thing that we've prayed for all along comes to fruition, or the thing that we didn't expect, and it might not be the best thing, actually comes? What do we pray? What do we sing? What does our song sound like? What does that gift look like? A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and I use the word galaxy simply because one of my favorite video games growing up was Galaga. Anybody over 50 and probably under 25 has no idea maybe what that is. But it's this shoot 'em up game, a space game. And I wanted that. I wanted an Atari 2600 for Christmas. So I told my parents multiple times, give me the Atari 2600 and I will be happy the rest of my life. I'm 10 years of age at this point. So every day leading up until Christmas, I tell my parents, I remind them, of course. My parents need reminding every day. When you want a gift, you remind them every day. And so I would sneak into the room, and of course the tree is set up from Thanksgiving to Christmas, so roughly the end of November, all the way to Christmas, and I'd go and sneak and look under the Christmas tree waiting for a package about like this big. And as the month rolls on, various packages find their way underneath the tree, of course, the ever-present underwear and socks, which every young person gets at Christmas. Of course, there might be a Cabbage Patch doll or maybe even a Rubik's Cube at this time in our existence. But there was no package that was this big, an Atari 2600. And as Christmas Eve rolled around, when we opened our packages, I was getting a little bit despondent and wanting my parents to make sure that package was under the tree. So we go to Christmas Eve services, and of course, everyone's singing loudly, but what does a kid do during Christmas Eve services but imagine what's happening at home and what's underneath the Christmas tree? So we're bouncing in our seats as we go home, just in case the parents had snuck out and put that present under the tree. So we get home, we race through the snow, we open up the door and to the tree, and of course, you, as a kid, you dig under the tree and you hope, but it wasn't there. What does that do to people when you don't see the gift that you've been hoping for, that you've been praying for, that you've been telling your father and your mother, this is what I want, this is what I expect, this is what you do, this is what parents do. So we open the presents, the normal presents, the packages, the underwear, of course, comes out, and the socks, and all those things. And you thank your parents just because that's what you do, or you should do, until finally there's only one present left. And it looks exactly like this. And I know that this is not an Atari 2600. It's not even Galaga. You can't put Galaga in this thing. So they said, open it up. So I'm just going to walk this way a little bit. I want to reenact this a little bit. So I know that this is not an Atari 2600, but as children do, we open them quickly, of course. And what's inside is what I least expected and least want. I don't know if you can actually see this. Andrew, can you see this? It is an onion on a stick. This is exactly the kind of thing that my parents thought might be funny. And of course, what do you do as a child who wanted an Atari 2600 and got an onion on a stick? You toss it over your shoulder and you run for the hills and start crying, which is what I did. So I put this onion on a stick as far away from me as possible. I go and cry. And finally, my parents come to me and they said, we know that you're disappointed by the gift that we gave you, but did you actually look inside the gift? And so we walked back downstairs and we took out the onion on a stick. It won't come out, of course, on camera. Oh my gosh, that stinks. Anyway, there's a little sticker on the inside that said, go look underneath the bed. So I ran back upstairs, and underneath the bed is a package this size. And it's taken 37 more years until just this week to realize that the song that I was supposed to sing has come to me now. My parents gave me what I wanted. They gave me the gift that I wanted. And I was extraordinarily happy about it. But you know what? I've come to realize now that the gift, all the other gifts that were underneath the tree were just as important because they expressed the exact same things. They loved me enough to give me the other gifts that you need, the things that you want, the things that tell us that they love us all year round, and then they might give us that thing that brings us the greatest joy. I think it's the same with Hannah and the same as it was with Mary as she sings her song. This might not have been what she expected, but she thanks God and she praises God for it. But notice what she thanks mostly for here at the end. He satisfied the hungry with good things, and the rich went away empty, and he helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors. Mary sings, Hannah sings, Elizabeth sings, because they understand that all the gifts leading up to it, God has always been with them. In the midst of the wilderness, God has always been with them in the midst of the exile, been with them in the midst of all the struggles, the persecutions, the difficulties of life. And perhaps Mary and Hannah and Elizabeth understand that the truest gift is that God has always been with us. It's not just about this gift that you prayed for. This Christmas, we may not get what we wanted. We may, of course, not have ever expected that Christmas. This Christmas seems much more like an onion than anything else. But I suggest that we look inside or underneath the onion that we've been given. And if I could actually get this out, my sticker today says, praise God for all his goodness at all times. So as we sing Mary's song and Elizabeth's song, Hannah's song this Christmas, I pray that you'll remember this, that God is with us all along the way. And the truest gift of Christmas is the Christ child who has been the promise from all those years. God bless you this Christmas. God bless you in this time. God bless you even in the littlest things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts. And when we pray and ask for the big things and we pray for the things that we want, the, The most beautiful response is that if and when we get them, or when you reveal it to us, that all along you've been giving us gifts along the way. Help us to understand and reflect on those gifts and praise you. That because you loved us enough, not only have you filled the hungry and satisfied those that are seeking, but you're with us through the storms. You're with us through everything. Help us to experience this in the Christ child again this Christmas as the culmination of all the things that we've ever wanted and hoped for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I thought you were going to eat that onion today.
I still don't like onions.
Well, friends, it's time that we come before the Lord in prayer. So please join with me in heart, and then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer a little bit later. Father God, we thank and praise you that we have reason to rejoice. Lord, that you have kept your ancient promises. You have sent your Son into this world to save us and to bring us into your kingdom so we can have life with you and your people forever. Father, we thank and bless you that you meet our deepest needs and that you hear our pleas for some of our wants as well. We thank and praise you that you're a good, good Father who rejoices to give good gifts to your children. Help us to celebrate those gifts and share those gifts. Lord, we pause to think about and reflect on people who are hurting or in need in this season. Lord, we pray for all who feel overwhelmed, bewildered, powerless, confused by life circumstances, or anxious and not knowing the way ahead. Mighty God, break into their lives with your provision and purpose and peace. Lord, we pray for individuals and families as they wander through the shadow lands of disappointment, grief, or loss. Lord Jesus, be their wonderful counselor. We pray, Lord, for families or marriages, workplaces, sporting arenas where there are conflicts, factions. We pray for countries where war looms or countries that are at loggerheads. Prince of Peace, draw people's hearts together. Lord, we pray for all who are isolated, lonely, perhaps going through mental illness and wondering where on earth you are in this world. Lord, be their everlasting Father. Lord, we pray for governments and leaders throughout the world and all of us who need guidance and wisdom for the days ahead. Lord, be there and our wonderful counselor. Jesus, joy of hearts desiring, work your transforming skills in us and through us. Lord, make us humble without realizing it, wise without showing it, loving without calculating it, and good without knowing it. That your grace may speak through us, but not of us, and others may come to seek the source of the glory which they have fleetingly glimpsed in our common being. For your name's sake, we pray all these things in Jesus. Amen. We pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, just a little word about our free will offerings. It's how we honor God and we join in his mission of making Jesus known throughout our community and our world. Many of you do this electronically. Otherwise, you're invited to put aside your free will offerings and bring them along when we gather again for worship, God willing, this time next Sunday, both services 8:45 and 10:30. So friends, let me bless you and let the Lord's blessing come upon you. The Lord bless you and keep you in his care. The Lord smile on you and pour his grace into your life. And the Lord look upon you with favor and delight and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. Well, we've got a few announcements today. First of all, celebrations. We have 10 birthday we know about, and that's Jenny Cousins, who is celebrating a 0 birthday on Tuesday. So congratulations, Jenny. God bless you. And then two very well-known people of our Good Shepherd community, Roz and Merv Teeley, are having a 50th anniversary next Saturday. So well done, Merv and Roz. Congratulations. And we cheer you on. We thank you for your investment in other people's marriages and also living out this thing about faithfulness and fidelity and enjoying one another for as long as we both shall live. You are an inspiration to us all. Ingle Farm Family Zone, we've had some more donations come in even this morning. This will be the last opportunity for donations for this year. And we will advertise next year when that kicks off again. Step Up to Communion wasn't able to happen at this time of year, but we have earmarked some dates for next year. That is February 14 and 21. There will be opportunities for those young persons and their families to come together to celebrate Step Up to the First Communion. With Christmas and New Year services coming up, Christmas Eve, there is 5 p.m, which will be a children and family service, and then 6:30 and 8 p.m, there'll be readings and carols. The theme of those will be, Oh, What a Night. There you go. What's going through your head now? Do, 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 do. Oh, what a night. Musical. There you go. I'm just doing what Reed tells me to do, like I always do. Christmas Day. 10 o'clock only, just one service. Also, the first Sunday after Christmas, December 27, 10 o'clock, one service only. And then New Year's Eve, we'll be gathering together for sort of an informal, mixed-up intergenerational service at 7:30, followed by games and activities for everyone who wants to hang around to enjoy. Well, that's it for this Sunday. Hopefully, we will see you face-to-face next Sunday and thereafter. God bless you and keep you in his care. As you go into this season, remember that Jesus is with you. Amen. Amen.